It's the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Aaron Schwab and James Scott from the Capri Theater. This week, Aaron is on stage at the Capri for the final show of season 14 of the Legend series. This event is called Rewind, an evening with the divine Miss E, taking place this Saturday at 8 p.m. and this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Capri in North Minneapolis. And just as a note, there is a free parking lot next to the theater, and there's also on-street parking all around the theater. Aaron and James, thanks so much for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, Aaron, we are going to get to be talking about season 15 and finding about the campaign. We'll be talking to James about that. But first, I want to talk about music and I want to talk about your show.
Hit me.
Divine Miss E, a reference to the divine Miss M. You've made a real reputation for the way you can conjure the spirit of Bette Midler on stage. What do you love about her work and what do you love about interpreting her work?
I think her work in general is it allows you to create what you want it to be, because she always created how she wanted and is not necessarily a writer of her own music, but an incredible interpreter of other people's work. But for sure, I learned how to do what I do by listening to her and how she crafted a song, how she could hear something, but hear it in a way that it wasn't necessarily originally recorded. She gives you permission to sing your story when you do whatever song you do. And I think that's a huge gift that I received.
And that's an uphill battle for a lot of people. A lot of people only know sort of how to create their own scene when they write their own words, but you're a really gifted interpreter, as is Bette Midler.
Well, thank you.
What's the secret? What's the secret to finding your way into somebody else's source material?
I think that you take away everything that it was and strip it down to its skeleton. Also, I personally am a person that hears the words before I hear the actual music to it, which is helpful for me because I can take those words all the way down to just like a journal entry and figure out, how do I punctuate it? What is my version of this story? What does this story mean to me? I know it doesn't mean what they wrote down, but how many times are you listening to a song and you're like, that song's about me?
Yeah.
Man, is that song about me, right? Or you're sad and you're like, you want somebody to know they made you sad. You're like, I'm going to record this and I'm going to send it to you because this is the perfect words for me to say. You know
how
what
did
I mean?
Frank Ocean get a handle on my journal, right?
Thank
you feel
you.
Like these people like,
thank you.
Get
I wasn't even born yet or whatever. Yeah. Have Joni Mitchell know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's so cool to be able to hear around what is there and give yourself permission. I think part of it too is I don't have the filter that tells me I'm doing something wrong. Like, I just wasn't born with that.
Yeah.
And so unless somebody tells me that what I'm doing is not correct or there are rules that I have to follow, I am not a rule follower.
There are six people in the Twin Cities who thought you had a filter, and now they've been disavowed of that. Now 100% of the metro area knows you don't.
And I can second that. She shocked some people last year. So,
but I will never swear on air. You just wait. I am so good. You don't even have to put your hand by the dump button, man. I am public radio worthy.
I love it. We're chatting with Aaron Schwab and James Scott. They're part of the team at Capri Theater, and Aaron Schwab is on stage this weekend for an evening with the Divine Miss E. Now, Aaron, we talked a lot about the spirit of Bette Midler, and I wanted to talk a little bit about, how do you get the band to be risque, fun? How do you get everybody to sort of unclench to some extent? Because I don't want to see Bette Midler's music with a bunch of people just with their nose in the sheet music.
I can't ever hire someone who says, well, don't ask me, I'm just the drummer. Don't ask me, I'm just the piano player. Because it's not. It's like a team sport. What I do is a team sport. And I know sometimes it feels like, I know that there's like the vibe that you don't write it yourself, it's not worthy. Or you don't create this yourself, it's not worthy. I play. Because you play music.
Yeah.
And so all I ask is that people show up, they are capable, and they're ready to play. You have to be a really, really sound musician to be able to have me say, look at that page, but only look at the chords, and we're going to figure out what that groove is for us.
Yep.
We are doing a song called Hello in There, which is a John Prine song. It's an old John Prine tune. Bette Midler did it. Dan Chouinard's going to play with me, and he showed up with his accordion to go to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we have to use the accordion. And he says, well, let's try it on this tune. I was like, I don't know how it's going to work. And with all of us there, it's just about having an open an open space and no judgment. And understanding like, hey, let's try this. It might sound ridiculous, but let's just see that ridiculous choice you make takes you to the next choice
right.
that makes you go, that's it. That's like freaking magic, you know? And it's so cool. I prefer to play in a circle than to just play out to the front. And so
next finger was pretty close to that dumb bun when I heard.
I told you, I'm good.
You're with Jazz 88. I'm hanging out with Aaron Schwab and James Scott. They're both part of the team at Capri. And James, I do want to get some information what you're able to share about the next Legend season. But we're serious supporters of the Capri Theater here on Jazz 88. And you are in a campaign right now to make sure that the Capri Theater can stay thriving and stay serving the community, which y'all do so beautifully and have done for so long. Has it been an easy past half decade to keep a high school, an enrichment program, and a theater all running and operational during these trying times?
Well, apparently I got a meeting.
It is very, very, very difficult. There's alarms going off. I mean, it's hard, right?
You ask a serious question and she makes me laugh. Yeah. But no, it's been challenging, like many other arts organizations in the Twin Cities and around the countries. The last half decade has been a struggle between COVID and the uprising of funding streams. You mentioned our three programs, so we're definitely looking for a variety of different streams. We run an after-school enrichment program for K through 5 youth. We serve 5th through 8th graders through the summer. We're doing Into the Woods this summer. It's great. Last year was Once on This Island, an incredible production. And then our high schoolers were graduating this Friday, and then the Capri.
Oh,
so Aaron can't get on stage on Friday because our kids are there graduating from the high school. But as you mentioned, we're in a capital campaign
right.
to really build our reserves back up so that we can sustain. We've been in the community for 70 years. We want to be here for another 70.
Well, it's praiseworthy work that y'all are doing, and I understand that it's an uphill battle to be any type of arts mm-hmm. organization. I can attest to that. But certainly Capri Theater has done incredible work for your 70-year history, and we want to see that keep on growing. Now, if folks want to learn more about the show or if they want to elect to donate to the Capri Theater, what's the right website to go to, James?
TheCapri.org.
TheCapri.org.
Thank you.
TheCapri.org. There you go.
Now, this is the final show of Legends Season 14, wrapping up with Aaron Schwab and
I'm
company.
I'm the finale.
The grand finale,
excuse me.
Can you spill the beans, James, about anything coming up for Legends Season 15?
Well, come to Aaron's show on Saturday night, and you'll get all the information you need.
All right.
I'll say this. One of the five, it'll be five shows again next year. One of them, we've been, Dennis Spears curates this program. Mm-hmm. We've mm-hmm. played tribute to a lot of amazing artists over the year. We're doing another show in the Paradise, which is our black box. So it's a much more intimate show.
Such a great space.
Always fun. And then the other one I'm really excited about is two musicians from North Minneapolis. One of them lives about three blocks from the Capri.
Sweet.
So really diving into that Minneapolis sound and trying to grow it back again.
Everybody's getting their Google on right now. They're like, who lives three blocks from the Capri?
Let me just search my white pages. All right. James and Aaron, thank you so much for visiting Jazz 88. Good luck with the shows this weekend. It's the Rewind, an evening with Divine Miss E, happening on Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. And of course, congratulations to all the students who are graduating on Friday. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for coming to Jazz 88.
Hey, thank you.